Mr. Speaker, I am honored to bring before the House today Senate Bill 1731, the United States Hong Kong Policy Act of 1992. The Chairman of the House Foreign Affairs Subcommittee on Asian Pacific Affairs, the Honorable Steve Solars, who worked extensively on this measure, could not be present and requested that I manage the bill. Senate Bill 1731 was introduced by the distinguished Senator from Kentucky, the Honorable Mitch McConnell, and passed the Senate on May 21st. It was approved with amendments by the House Foreign Affairs Committee on August 4th. In bringing this bill to the floor, Mr. Speaker, I would like to recognize the contributions of the following individuals. The gentleman from Illinois, Congressman John Porter, who introduced H.R. 3522, the House companion bill to S-1731, and who has demonstrated a longstanding concern for the people of Hong Kong. The chairman and ranking members of the subcommittees on the Foreign Affairs Committee to which the bill was referred, and to the chairman and ranking member of the full committee. The chairman and ranking members of the Ways and Means Committee and the Public Works and Transportation Committee for facilitating expeditious action on this bill by the full House. In that regard, Mr. Speaker, I ask unanimous consent to include in the record at this point letters from the chairman of those two committees indicating that they have no objections to the consideration of S-1731 by the full House. In enacting the U.S. Hong Kong Policy Act, Mr. Speaker, the Congress seeks to achieve several purposes. First, the bill makes explicit what is implicit regarding U.S. relations with Hong Kong once sovereignty over the territory reversed to China in 1997. It makes specific statements of policy in areas such as governmental representation, commerce, transportation, and cultural exchanges. These are areas where China agreed that Hong Kong could act on its own even after 1997, so there is no reason for us not to clarify our position. Secondly, Mr. Speaker, this bill constructs a bridge across the 1997 divide so that where appropriate, U.S. laws that are currently being applied to Hong Kong may continue to apply after reversion, and international agreements to which the United States and Hong Kong are parties may continue in force. Because we are a nation of laws, such a transition mechanism is necessary and appropriate. Third, Mr. Speaker, and most importantly, the bill expresses a political commitment that the government and people of the United States will remain concerned about the welfare and well-being of the people of Hong Kong. Because of the admiration Americans have for the accomplishments of the people of Hong Kong, and because of the many ways in which the residents of Hong Kong have enriched our country, it is natural that we will remain concerned about their fate and future. To be effective, Mr. Speaker, a statement of political commitment by the United States should represent a broad-based consensus. In that regard, I am pleased to report that this bill is strongly supported by members of both sides of the aisle and at both ends of Pennsylvania Avenue. The amendments that the House Foreign Affairs Committee adopted were coordinated with the administration and with relevant parties in the Senate. Mr. Speaker, I am pleased to bring the Hong Kong Policy Act of 1992 and the political commitment embodies before the House, and I urge all members to support it.